May what I say and what you hear be useful after the mind of Christ.
Amen.
What a gift for publicity Bishop Brian Tamaki has. I think he must have come to the conclusion that no publicity is bad publicity. I'm referring to his recent extraordinary pronouncement about the cause of the seismic disturbances we've been having, suggesting that human sinfulness, well, not suggesting, but saying it quite out loud, is the cause of it all, particularly of a sexual kind of a particular kind. Well, when I first heard that, my first thought that occurred to me was that I wouldn't have thought Kaikoura was a centre of New Zealand's gay culture. In fact, New Zealand's small towns have usually been quite reverse. But I have to admit that in former centuries, often Christian preachers drew this explicit connection between the judgment of God on human sinfulness and disasters and catastrophes. And an outstanding example of that would be when a huge earthquake and follow-on fire and tsunami devastated the Portuguese city of Lisbon in the 18th century, and preachers all over Europe made that connection, to which the Enlightenment philosopher Voltaire made the thoughtful response that whereas that Sunday morning the death toll in the packed churches and cathedral of Lisbon had been very considerable, whereas the red light district had been left pretty much untouched. So it's a very tricky thing to say that God's judgment falls on human affairs in the course of human history. But we are obliged to address the thing because it comes up in the Advent readings on this first Sunday in Advent. The notion that God is the Lord of history, speaking through the events of the unfolding developments of human history, and he does render a judgment on human conduct. Well, the example, the reason why Jews and Christians believe that, is because of what we see happen to the people of Israel when they turned aside from their God-given vocation to be the people of God in the world, and God used the Assyrians and Babylonians to destroy their nation state and to lead them off into exile for 70 years, restoring them at the end of that time as they came back to the Lord. Well, it's true God did do that. But you see, in the state of Israel, as it then was, there was a close identification between the people of God and the people of Israel and Judah. Whereas in our own country, there's a clear distinction between church and state. The church is a minority within the secular New Zealand society. And although our lives are intertwined with those who are not part of the church, it's a very distinct reality. We might also, then, in trying to think about whether God's judgment falls on nations, talk about the way in which some nations do in fact think they're really close to God. Israel would be a case in point. There are those within the state of Israel who would argue that since its restoration in 1948, its vocation is to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, to show the best of what Jewish religion and culture and society can do. But this is a fierce debate within Israeli society, because though there are those who believe there should be a ruthless survivor state who will make its way in the world in the face of its enemies because it's smarter and cleverer at doing that kind of thing. That's the conclusion many Israelis drew from the Holocaust. If every one of us had waited with a gun or a knife when the Nazis came to us, they might have paused after the millionth time. But so God has a higher standard of judgment for nations that claim to be representing him in a particular way on earth. And it's the same way for America. Americans celebrated Thanksgiving Day a few days ago, and what all that is about is catching the vision of the Pilgrim Fathers when they arrived in New England several hundred years ago and proclaimed that America would be a city set on a hill, a shining beacon of the way things ought to be in an ideal society. And here we can note the irony that, of course, part of the oppression that the Pilgrim Fathers wanted to get away from was the Church of England and its restrictions on free church life in 17th century England. So we were seen as the oppressors. Well, if that's the standard you're going to hold yourself to, then God will judge you higher. But we need to be clear too that judgment starts at the house of God. Because God has let Christians know who he is and what he intends for the human race, because he's allowed us to draw close to him, The judgment standard is higher on us than it is on our surrounding secular society, with a call at Advent then to be ready to face that judgment. And I want to say that when God does intervene in history, these are always partial judgments. How else could they be it, when human beings almost always act out of mixed motives, when the good and the bad are closely intertwined in their lives, and when the mystery of human freedom and the mystery of human iniquity must be allowed to play itself out until the end of time. But at the end of time, God will break it to end history and to render a final judgment. And the people of God, both Jews and Christians, saw this as a good thing, because in many societies where there were corrupt kings and magistrates, where it was really hard to obtain justice or just laws, the belief that God would sort things out at the end was a great source of comfort. And indeed, he must at the final judgment, because evil enters the very structures of the world, and that must be rebalanced and remodeled. So Advent's a time of waiting with keen expectation for the return of the Lord that comes in all sorts of unexpected ways, in all sorts of partial arrivals. And there's a very daring image used in this morning's gospel reading of God being like a burglar. Remember, it talks about him breaking in through the walls of the house at an unexpected hour of the night. In the time of Jesus, homes didn't have permanent material walls like bricks or concrete. It was quite possible to do that. And so this daring image comparing God to a burglar returning to end human history really says that we need to have the alertness, the vigilance, and the patience of those involved in a police stakeout waiting for a burglar to come. That's the kind of heightened awareness, aware that often there are false starts and false signals. This is not the Lord's doing. Many false prophets announcing that what's happening in the world is a result of God's actions. But we need to have that sense of discernment and right judgment to know when the real thing has come, and to be ready to face the cleansing judgment of our world, which always brings healing with it. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We come now to prayers of the people of Coal.